I'm Eitan Shanner with Awesomo. We have three NBA plays to jam into a ticket on Prize Picks, the home of the over-under for you. But use our promo code first, Awesomo, AWESEMO, and we're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Our first play on Monday night is the under rebounds for Joel Embiid at 13.5. It's a big number, and looking at Embiid for our own projections on site, it's at 11. Now, this is where the books are as well, at 13.5. We on Awesomo have Embiid projected for a flat 11 rebounds. And I think the matchup alone, based on what we've seen recently with Embiid still trying to get back from that long extended absence dealing with COVID, the reality is that while points may come, still not technically there dominating the rebounds. We'll see a couple of double digits, but nothing to the point in which we've seen before he went down where you could get 15 to 17 rebounds on any given night. I think what we'll have to factor in specifically against Charlotte is how many minutes he'll be out there. We haven't seen since he's returned him play north of really 35, 36 minutes. It's tough. This is a number in which he will hover around, but it's not necessarily going to be as easy as we saw it against Atlanta. And the reality, too, is that if, in fact, Philadelphia is down mainly during the second half, then all of a sudden Joel Embiid becomes more of a shooter and less of an impact player down low. The Sixers will bring him out and ask him to maybe take a couple of more threes just to get back into that game. So expect Joel Embiid's rebounding to be impact based off game flow. Again, we on site have him projected at 11, and I think it's a safe play here to begin going under for our first play on the ticket, 13.5 rebounds. We may sweat it, but I don't think this is going to bust by any means. Also, let's stay in the rebound category here and go with Dwayne Dedmon. Now, this number, based off of what we have on prizepicks.com, is at 8. You start to look at our own projections, especially based off of what we have on site. Alex and Awesomo have him projected for 10.1. Books have it juiced to the under. So you're going to get plus money at the books going over 8.5 rebounds. The projection is at 10.1. Well, Prize Picks is doing us a favor and removing that hook. I love this flat number to go over with Dwayne Dedmon. We have seen minutes definitely reduce somewhat, but still we have seen minutes remain in that mid-20s. And so long as Dwayne Dedmon is out there for 20-plus minutes, he has as much shot as mainly anybody else in the NBA in 20 minutes' time to grab double-digit rebounds. It's sitting at 8 because he had that one small little hiccup against the Pacers 2 games ago. Since then and before that, it's 13-13. Definitely play with the average more so than anything else. And the fact that Dedmon is getting a lot of minutes and opportunity out there with Bam being out. So expect another great game of 12, maybe 13 rebounds for Dedmon in probably 25 to 26 minutes time. And the beauty of it is, we only need him to go over 8, and that's not 8.5 like the books. That's 8 for prizepicks.com and Dwayne Dedmon over the projected 8 rebounds. Our last play is Seth Curry, and we're going to go over his projected 3-pointers. Again, much like we see with Dwayne Dedmon, the push is in play here, and it's the floor. Dedmon goes for 8 rebounds. That's a bad night. Seth Curry knocks down 2 threes. That's the floor here, and the push is in play on the ticket. He's knocked down 2 in each of his last 2 games. Before that, 2 straight games where he knocked down 3 threes. So we saw him take 4 threes against the Hawks. Before that, in a tight loss to the Boston Celtics, he took 3 threes. You'd have to go back to the start of the season to find a game. Actually, there is no game. There is no game in which he's taken less than 2 threes, only 1 3. You are guaranteed 3 attempts at the very least tonight against Charlotte. And with that, you may extend it 4, 5. All we need is for him to knock down 2 to be in play here against Charlotte, against that Wings defense. Expect them to rely on Seth Curry a little bit more in the backcourt, take some pressure off Tyrese Maxey. We're going to start here and end with Seth Curry going over those two threes. Again, that push is going to help us, but it's not going to be necessary. The hook is gone. The volume is there for Seth taking those threes. So over two projected threes is our final play on Prize Picks. 13.5 rebounds for Joel Embiid. We're going under. Dwayne Dedmon rebounds for 8. We're going over. Seth Curry projected threes. We're going over. Put him in a flex play. You must hit 2 of 3. And if you do, you'll win 1.25 back. Your entry fee, hit all 3. You'll win 2.25 back. If you put him in a power play and hit all 3 correctly, you'll win 5 times your entry fee. Use our promo code, AWESEMO, AWESEMO, and we'll match your first deposit up to $100. I'm Eytan Shander. Good luck.